Mark Williamson has been good enough to join me from the Sorrento Golf Club. We're going to have a pretty big day, I understand, tomorrow. Welcome to you, Willow. Thanks for your time.
G'day, Duano. How are you?
I'm good. So as the pro down there, has your phone been ringing hot? And how are you going for tomorrow? Are you full tomorrow? And how many days are you full for?
Yeah, so tomorrow we're pretty much full. The phone started ringing. The phone was actually ringing halfway through Daniel Andrews' press conference yesterday. So so they weren't. People have been. You know, the golf's very important to a lot of people, and they've been so keen to get back on the course that as soon as there was an indication that we were back, the phone started ringing.
And you're obviously pretty happy, and your golfers are pretty happy that you will actually be allowed to play in fours now with social distancing, so the spacing, but you can play in fours.
Yeah, so initially we when we closed about, 6-7 weeks ago, we were we had all the rules in place that we'll have in place tomorrow for social distancing and the like, and we were about to go to twos, I think a couple of days after we ended up closing down. So we assumed that, we were assuming that we were going to go back tomorrow in twos, and then with the announcement yesterday of 10 people being allowed to, you know, gather outdoors, that sort of, I guess, made it possible for us to play in fours. And Golf Australia, have said that, you know, I guess in conjunction with the Victorian government, they've sort of said fours are okay. So we're back in fours, which makes it a lot easier for us in terms of meeting the demand of the members who want to play, because twos would have been a bit of a challenge. And we're spaced out the tee times in 10-minute intervals. So, and we're, you know, asking the members to not get here any more than 15 minutes before the tee time. So we haven't got people congregating around too much. And 10-minute intervals in twos would have been pretty restrictive in terms of how many players we could get on the course. So now that we're in fours, it means that we can sort of, I guess, meet the demand a bit easier.
What about practice green, practice fairway, all those kind of things? What else is up and running? I know the pro shop is obviously running, but no one can go into the clubhouse itself.
Yeah, so the clubhouse, obviously, upstairs, we've got our bars upstairs and dining rooms upstairs. So upstairs is won't be available, and the normal clubhouse, you know, the bar and that sort of stuff is closed. But we'll have the pro shops open, but we're limiting four people in the shop at any one time. So that's, you know, there's a lot of restrictions in place, but we're just happy to get golf back going again, and so members can get out there, get some exercise, and it's, you know, for the mental health, that's the main part, I think.
So do you have to spray the carts every time the cart comes back? What do you do there?
Yeah, so we'll be carts. You know, we've got 24 carts, and they'll be going out quite a lot. So carts are restricted to one person per cart. And so when the carts come back, we have to clean them and spray the steering wheels down and clean the carts with the spray. And same thing with pool buggies. We've asked the members to, where possible, to use their own pool buggies, but if they need to use the club's hire ones, we've got some of those here for them. And we'll be spraying the handles down of those as well. Even the sand buckets will be, we've got facility here to clean the sand buckets when they return from their round. The golf ball, the buckets that the golf balls go in on the driving range, they'll be the handles will be clean when they go out and come back. We're limiting our practice fairway is going to be open, but we're limiting how many people can be on there at once. There's a limit to, I think it's four people we've got on the practice putting green at any one time. So, yeah, there's a lot of those things in place. And we had those things in place before we closed up. And we will obviously reinstate them. We've got a few more now compared to when we were open before. But, look, golf by its very nature, as you know, Duane, it's a game that's based on rules and integrity and all that sort of stuff. And so golfers, by their very nature, are good at abiding by rules and things like that. So, you know, so we think that our members will, you know, abide by those things, you know, quite well.
Yeah, not all the guys I've played with have abided by rules over time.
Well, Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Rakes, what's happening with rakes? Are you going out there and doing the raking and pins?
Yeah,
what's happening there?
Rakes are out. So rakes, they were gone before we closed up. So bunkers, we have preferred lies in the bunkers, which will suit a lot of people. You can put it on a nice bit of sand and sit it right up. So, yeah, no rakes. Flag sticks on the putting green are not allowed to be taken out. So we've got a little, a bit of a, about, I guess, 2 or 3 inch piece of pool noodle, which sits in the bottom of the hole. And that just keeps the ball from falling right to the bottom of the hole. So when you putt to the hole, it's easy to get the ball out without putting your handle over the cup and the base of the flag stick. So, strictly no taking the flag out when you putt. The rakes have been removed. What else have we got out there? We'll do things like even when the members come in to the first into the clubhouse, they enter via a certain gate and they'll be exiting by a different gate. And so lots of things in place to try to prevent any sort of any transmission of the virus while they're at golf.
And before I let you go, to Mark Williamson, the pro at Sorrento, do you expect this to lead to a little mini explosion of golf and interest to get out on the golf course, Mark?
Yeah, I think so. I guess there'll be a bit of a novelty period of, a week or two because we're coming back because we haven't played for 6 or 7 weeks. But, I think so. I think, we haven't got competitions at the start, so it'll just be coming out to have a hit, and then competitions will come back at our club, certainly maybe in a few weeks or so. But, I think it will be quite busy for a couple of weeks. I guess because we're coming into winter and the weather might close in a bit, that might temper it a little bit. So it's all, it's like everything. It's just an unprecedented time, and we've just got to see how it all pans out. But, we're certainly expecting in the next few weeks quite a busy period because people are just, golf is, they're so important to them and it's a big part of people's lives. And we're just thankful that we can open up again and get our members back, doing the thing that they love to do.
Well, great to have a chat to you again, and let's hope you have a great couple of months down at Sorrento, and let's hope your cats go okay.
Yep. Well, we hope so. That's right. Yeah. Maybe we might see you back on the golf course one day, Duano.
Given the lessons you gave me once upon a time, I should be playing in single figures by now, but it hasn't quite happened that way. But I was happy to give you my money back in the day. Great to have a chat to you, Willow. Always good to pick your brain. So thanks for joining me.
Good on you. Thanks, mate.